President Obama is conditionally endorsing a Russian offer for international inspectors to seize and destroy chemical weapons in Syria. It's an effort to avert U.S. missile strikes. The president, of course, addressed the nation last night amidst the continued erosion of support in Congress for strikes. The president's speech drew mixed reaction from Michigan's congressional delegation. Joining us now from Washington is Todd Spangler, the D.C.-based reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Always good to have you with us, Todd.
Thank you very much for having me again.
So we've seen some kind of interesting bedfellows here in this debate over Syria. Help us sort this all out, because it certainly is not as simple and clear-cut as Republicans are against it and Democrats are for it.
It most certainly isn't. I mean, you still have the sort of dovish qualities of many of the Democratic members of Congress who don't want to go against the president from their own party, but at the same time don't really want to embrace military action, especially after what happened in Iraq with, you know, former President Bush.
Yes.
Really what you've been seeing that's the most interesting part of this. I don't think it's terribly surprising that there's a lot of Democrats out there who are sort of dragging their feet on which way to go with this for now and are undecided.
Sure.
The more interesting part of this is the Republican members who you might have thought would be more aligned with their leadership, more willing to take, you know, this, think there needs to be a response. The Candace Millers of the world, mm-hmm. people like this, who are actually saying no and are aligning themselves more with these libertarian wing of the party, who is absolutely saying no, the Justin Amashes from Michigan, who is a leading opponent of this. I mean, that's really where this break is happening and causing so many questions about whether this could pass in the House or not.
So what do you make of this and where they're standing? Does this speak a lot about the growing influence of that kind of that Tea Party libertarian component of the Republican Party is really kind of driving things?
Absolutely. I think that in large measure the Congress that we have now is, particularly the House, is a measure of those wars that were started under former President Bush. Without those wars, do you have a Barack Obama becoming president? Without that, do you have the reaction to that that sends a lot of these libertarian members into the House? I think there's a lot of people who are concerned or hear the message that a lot of Americans out there weren't crazy about those wars, didn't think we should be there in the first place, and any time that military action is brought up, they think unless there is a clear U.S. security interest at stake, we shouldn't be involved in it.
So going forward, Todd, do you see changing positions, or do you think opinions that are formed right now are pretty well set in stone?
It all depends on who is saying it and what that position is. For instance, you have people who are leaning no. You have, you know, members of Republican leadership in the House. For instance, Fred Upton is leaning no, but he's an undecided from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Camp, the Ways and Means chairman, is an undecided. Again, raising some doubts, but an undecided. Will those folks go against Speaker Boehner, who's a close ally of theirs? I think that's all going to depend on how this diplomatic effort plays out. Among the Democrats, I think the diplomatic effort is going to give them a lot of cover to vote for something if it comes to that.
Were you surprised at how quickly Speaker Boehner did kind of stand up and stand next to the president on this?
I was. He didn't really leave much to doubt very quickly.
Yeah.
But I do think that he was in a position with his own caucus, as well as just, you know, being the sort of politician he is, thinking that this is not something where you dilly-dally. This is something where you have to come out and say right away, this is something we should do. And I think he probably would fall in that camp of thinking maybe we should have done something even sooner.
Todd Spangler, D.C.-based reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Thanks so much, Todd.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.